What drives some people to chase audacious ideas that could potentially reshape the world? And what motivates them to persist, even in the face of repeated failures and personal sacrifices? Is it merely ambition, or could it be a form of addiction? Check out these five big ideas from Accelerated Minds, unlocking the fascinating, inspiring, and often destructive impulses that drive the entrepreneurial brain by Neil Seaman. Neil is an author who teaches at the University of Toronto School of Public Health, and he joins us now to share his insights into some of the most dynamic minds in business.
My name is Neil Seaman, and I'm a Canadian writer, internet entrepreneur, and mental health advocate based at the University of Toronto. Pretty much everything I know about mental health and addictions, I know because of my dopamine researcher parents, and because of my own harrowing challenges managing the daily high highs and low lows of dopamine and entrepreneurship. I'm going to share with you five of my key insights on this topic from my new book called Accelerated Minds, Unlocking the Fascinating, Inspiring, and Often Destructive Impulses That Drive the Entrepreneurial Brain. First, dopamine is the chemical that brings important things sharply into focus. Dopamine is a chemical that acts in your brain as a neurotransmitter. It gets released by one brain cell and is received by special receptors on other cells. There are five known dopamine receptors. My dad's discovery was that one of them, now called the dopamine D2 receptor, is the one that all major antipsychotic drugs attach to. In other words, this is the major pathway by which these drugs work, which was a groundbreaking discovery in 1975. But dopamine, we now know, thanks to my dad and to many dopamine scientists around the world, is involved in many functions, not just psychosis. It's involved, importantly, in movement, reward, and risk-taking. It's why I remember the number 82767, the highest number my Apple I computer, at the time President Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981, could count to. It's also why I remember my first word, which was book, and my second word, which, by all accounts, was dopamine. My mom is a psychiatric researcher, and my dad was a famous dopamine pharmacologist. When he died in January 2021, the final word he whispered to me was book. When dopamine floods the brain, it makes whatever is happening at that moment important, salient, preeminent. Once that happens, the memory is hard to unlearn. For the entrepreneur, and the values-based entrepreneur in particular, starting a venture and seeing it through to a predetermined outcome makes for a dopamine blast that is extraordinarily motivating. But it can also seal in, for instance, undeserved trust in unreliable associates and predatory investors. Second, we don't talk nearly enough about the real hardships of entrepreneurialism. You might have noticed there is a significant lack of attention and discussion around the immense mental health challenges faced by entrepreneurs as compared to salaried employees. Why is that? It just doesn't make sense. Media references and academic studies about work-life balance for entrepreneurs are significantly less common than articles you might read about mental health for regular workers. Yet research shows that entrepreneurs experience much higher rates of depression, ADHD, substance use, and bipolar disorder as compared to the general population. This relative lack of general interest may be due to the misconception that entrepreneurs are typically young, tech-savvy, and financially successful, while the reality is that most entrepreneurs are middle-aged, have 1 to 2 decades of work experience, and struggle tremendously in the face of economic instability. Entrepreneurs are also more likely than most to battle addictions, to make irrational business investments, and to attempt self-harm or even suicide. The word I associate most with entrepreneurship is failure. Too often, entrepreneurs see themselves as failure. Since we can't control everything we want to. After business ventures fail, entrepreneurs face huge hurdles finding new employment opportunities. We need straight talk about entrepreneurialism to promote mental health. The portrayal of entrepreneurs in the media often focuses on high-profile figures with extreme wealth and eccentric behaviors, which overshadows the reality that the majority of entrepreneurs face hardship and huge mental health challenges. The typical entrepreneur is often socially awkward, shy, older, and quieter than the media-presented role models. Most entrepreneurs are driven not by a desire to get rich, but by a mission to solve problems with new solutions and to benefit others. The misconception of the average entrepreneur contributes to the lack of attention to the mental health needs of entrepreneurs, as these are often overlooked in favor of sensational stories about successful and flamboyant entrepreneurs. However, the brutal truth is that many entrepreneurs suffer significant stress, anxiety, and work-life imbalance, often working long hours and struggling with economic troubles. In one job as a founder, operator, CEO, I calculated that I worked 6.5 days a week from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. on average each day for 6 years. And every day I was paranoid and agitated. Recognizing and addressing the mental health challenges faced by entrepreneurs is crucial for supporting their well-being and overall success in business, and also for the people they employ and who depend on them to fuel prosperity. At least 90% of future jobs in North America spring from what I call accelerated minds, the fraught minds that start new ventures. That's why it's so essential to shift the narrative to highlight the realities faced by the majority of entrepreneurs, rather than to focus unduly on the sensationalized portrayals of a few high-profile individuals. Fourth, there are solutions to help entrepreneurs manage their dopamine sensitivity. The dopamine risk and reward system in the brain plays a significant role in the process of starting any new venture that the entrepreneur imbues with meaning. The entrepreneur then convinces other people to join in on that mission. Research suggests that entrepreneurs experience an acute dopaminergic high during the initial stages of launching their business, such as the initial raising of their first funding round and first sharing their vision with close friends and family. However, as the journey progresses, entrepreneurs encounter problems and daily rejections that can undermine their health and tempt them toward addictions and self-harm. One potential way to mitigate this vulnerability is protecting entrepreneurs from excessive debt and limiting their financial exposure by capping the amount of funds they can invest in their own businesses, especially early on. This could help level the playing field for first-time entrepreneurs who may not have significant personal wealth to invest in their ventures while incentivizing financiers to take fledgling ideas seriously. And fifth, we need to scrutinize whether investors care about mental health. The investment process could be improved by scrutinizing investors much more carefully and critically considering their approach to investing. Beyond financial accreditation, investors could be evaluated based on their commitment to patient investing and holding investments for the long term, as well as their demonstrated dedication to mental health. If I ever invest or advise an entrepreneur, the most important thing I want to know about is their mental health. Yet as an entrepreneur, I learn that we have every incentive to avoid talking about that stuff. It makes us look weak, unworthy of investment from the alpha world of fast money. The short-termism of many investors today hurts entrepreneurs' mental health and puts the jobs they create at risk. We need patient capital. Including mental health safeguards in investor term sheets could raise awareness of the potential risks associated with a founder's mental health and encourage investors to prioritize mental health promotion, prevention, and self-care. This would help create a more supportive environment for entrepreneurs, recognizing them as complete individuals and not simply investment opportunities. Thanks for listening to my 5 Book Bites, and importantly, thank you to all the quiet entrepreneurs among us. You may be one. And thank you to all those who love and support us.
Thank you, Neil. That was Neil Seaman with 5 Big Ideas from Accelerated Minds, unlocking the fascinating, inspiring, and often destructive impulses that drive the entrepreneurial brain. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.